Combining extensive research and in-depth interviews with protesters, Cynthia Levinson recreates the events of the Birmingham Children's March from a new and very personal perspective in We've Got a Job. The audiobook edition includes the original gospel song composed at the time of the march by Carlton Reese and performed by the Alabama Christian Movement Choir. Take a listen.
We've got a job. We've got a job to do. We can't get freedom till we get through. Carlton Reese. Prologue. I want to go to jail. On Thursday morning, May 2, 1963, 9-year-old Audrey Faye Hendricks woke up with freedom on her mind. But before she could be free, there was something important she had to do. I want to go to jail, Audrey had told her mother. Since Mr. and Mrs. Hendricks thought that was a good idea, they helped her get ready. Her father had even bought her a new game she'd been eyeing. Audrey imagined that it would entertain her if she got bored during her week on a cell block. That morning, her mother took her to Center Street Elementary so she could tell her third-grade teacher why she'd be absent. Mrs. Wills cried. Audrey knew she was proud of her. She also hugged all four grandparents goodbye. One of her grandmothers assured her, "You'll be fine." Then Audrey's parents drove her to the church to get arrested. Wait a minute. What kind of 9-year-old volunteers to go to jail? And what kind of parent would make sure she gets there? And why would she get arrested at church? Is this real? Yes. Audrey Hendricks, her mother Lola, and her father Joe are real. So is this story. Audrey was the youngest of 3,000 to 4,000 black children who marched, protested, sang, and prayed their way to jail during the first week of May 1963 in Birmingham, Alabama. Their goal was to end segregation in the most racially divided and violent city in America. Many young people suffered attacks by snarling German shepherds and days of being crammed into sweltering jail cells. Some wondered if they would survive, and if they did survive, could they accept these punishments with dignity as they had been trained to do? Or would they retaliate against the white policemen who were abusing them? Audrey and three other young people, Washington Booker III, James Stewart, and Arnetta Streeter, will be your guides through these harrowing events. Along the way, you'll hear from others who lived through these times as well.